Welcome to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and I'm going to read Psalm 14 today, a psalm of David. The fool has said in his heart, "There is no God." They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven and upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek after God. They are all gone aside. They are together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread, and call not upon the Lord? There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. You put to shame the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion. When the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, then shall Jacob rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. What are the feelings of the psalmist? That's one of the great questions in this psalm. And I don't think that the feelings stay the same from the beginning to the end. Is he laughing at their foolishness? Is he frustrated? Is there anger? Or is it sorrow? Is there fear or depression when he says, "The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God"? When you look out and see such emptiness in all the people around, maybe not all, but sometimes it feels like all. When you look out and see this emptiness, what do you feel? There's a statement that the righteous have fear of God, but then immediately their own counsel is overthrown by these fools. And there we see what is in my mind a change in his attitude or feelings. That the fools hurt more than themselves changes how we feel. That their destructive hearts turn around and hurt those who have hearts around them, the innocent hearts or the righteous hearts, all of a sudden our feelings change. And we see that judgment is coming. And so one of my questions is, are we happy about this judgment? Let's read it again. The fool hath said in his heart, "There is no God." They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord has looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek after God. They are all gone aside. They are together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread, and call not upon the Lord? There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. You put to shame the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion. When the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, then shall Jacob rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. There is judgment, and there is vindication. David is careful. We don't know David's heart with regard to the fool at the end of the psalm, but we do know that he rejoices for those who cling to God. And maybe this is the best path for us to take with our hearts and our feelings. Sorrow and frustration over what they do, the inevitable anger knowing that weak ones are hurt. Instead, let us hold fast to the rejoicing, to the salvation, to the gladness knowing that God will bring back the captivity of his people, and then we shall rejoice, and then we shall be glad. Well, thanks for listening in, and I'll talk with you soon.